My biggest sense of accomplishment is just like the changes that I see in myself and what I can give back to my younger siblings who are entering this new phase in their life.
Hey, what's up? How are you?
Good, how are you?
I am doing okay. I just saw you, so actually, I do feel like I have a decent idea of how you're actually doing, and not just podcast talk. But I want to go back. I actually just looked at one of the videos we did from Camp Arrowhead where you say that, like, in 5 years I want to be, and it's in HR, director of HR. And so it's just funny that, like, that was something that you wanted to do at 17, 18, and you are, like, on that path and currently doing all of the things. So why was that something that interested you the most, even dating back to when you were a recent graduate of Concord?
Well, I didn't like science or math much in school, so I decided to, like, study something in business. I wasn't sure at first because there's just so many, like, career options in the business field. So I was, like, taking those what should my career be tests that are online for fun. And a couple of them, they just, like, kept popping up, like human resources. So I just decided to go for it. And so far, I like it.
That's really, really cool. And I think a lot of times, like, those tests can be really, really helpful in sort of ballparking a picture of what you might want to do. Can you tell our hundreds of thousands of listeners, and this is where you laugh because we obviously don't have that, what you are currently doing right now? Because I know you interned this winter with Christiana, and then you are also doing stuff for the University of Delaware now and also being a full-time student. So you're doing like 18 million things. So could you just break it down, all of what you're doing?
Yes. So last winter, I interned with Christiana Care / Accent Care for, I think, 2 to 3 months. And then this semester, since I'm doing a social innovation and entrepreneurship certificate in addition to my HR major, I'm doing 2 internships this semester. So one is with the human resources department at the University of Delaware, and I'm part of their talent and development team. And then the second one, I'm interning with A Team Delaware, which is an organization that advocates for people with intellectual disabilities, which is for my social entrepreneurship certificate.
And what, like, again, knowing that you did some work this winter with Christiana Care and then you have these 2 opportunities now, what has been sort of the biggest takeaway for you, like, just like thinking very broadly, big picture?
Mostly it's just finding new things to learn about. Like, there's just so many things because you never know what's going to happen, like whether I'm going to even end up in an HR career. So just taking in as much as I can, trying to find as many opportunities as I can, because once I find something that I'm just like really in love with and want to stay in for a very long time, like, I think that's what I'm going to stick with.
How did you create the opportunity for yourself at Christiana?
So in one of my classes, we had a guest speaker from Christiana and Accent Care, and she talked a lot about how she handles most of, like, the administrative work in the office. So it sounded a lot like HR work, so I decided to send her an email to see if she would, like, let me shadow her for a day. And she said she would actually take me on as, like, a volunteer and do, like, an internship for the winter. So that was pretty cool.
You also have served as a youth mentor for the Summer Learning Collaborative. And I was just wondering, like, what did you enjoy most about this role, and or, like, what made you an effective mentor?
So my favorite part was honestly just seeing, like, my progress with the mentees. Like the kids at first are very like weary, because they're meeting a new person. Like maybe their parents signed them up and they didn't know about it. So it was great to like step in a role of somebody who had to like act like a teacher in some way, but also as a friend, just to keep their attention. And so just seeing how like our relationship developed, like the kids after a few times would just be so excited to see me, like even if I'm like have to make them do some work. And as for an effective mentor, I think definitely planning goes a long way. So they gave us like a big binder full of like resources, and it was up to each mentor to make like a lesson plan every week, to see what they do with the kids. And so adapting was also like extremely important. Since it was an after school thing, you never know if like the kid is going to come back from school in a good mood, if they're tired, annoyed, if they're even willing to learn anything from you today. So you just have to be willing to adapt to change up that plan that you made.
Ever since I've known you, which is like now been quite some time, like 5 years or so, you're an incredibly hardworking person who's also like very thoughtful as well. And I guess, can you just touch upon like where that comes from? And I know we spoke about this specifically on Monday, so like I know your answer here is good. But yeah, just like tell our listeners kind of like a little bit like where that comes from and your just desire, work ethic, and how that shaped you.
So yeah, growing up, I'm the oldest. I have three younger siblings. So when we first like came to America, like all the schooling and stuff like was up to me. My parents had no idea how like the schooling worked in America. So whenever I needed help with anything, the person to ask was myself. So I think that's where it mostly stems from, just having that sort of motivation to be able to figure things out myself whenever I'm confused or whatever, I don't know anything, or even starting a new process that just like no one around me has gone through. So yeah, that's where it comes from. I think you just have to figure everything out myself. And just be motivated to try and figure it out rather than just giving up.
In those moments of frustration, why not give up in those moments? Like knowing that you didn't have the answers and having to constantly like rely on no one but yourself.
I think I liked seeing my accomplishments, and also I like the feedback. Like the reactions I got from like my parents, like whenever I got good grades, my mom would just get so excited, and that would just make me so excited that I was able to do something on my own without any help, and just being able to make her feel like that sense of proudness. So I think that's why that's like, I can't give up, like I have to figure things out on my own, because I didn't want to feel that sort of like disappointment. Like even though I didn't know what to do, if something ended up going wrong or I couldn't figure something out, I just didn't want to disappoint my parents.
I appreciate you sharing that. And you've been an awesome role model for your siblings. For you, like, what has that been like, I guess? You've always been the first to do things, and obviously, like, your folks are relying on you to then showcase the way. In sort of being the almost parent to them when it comes to their like studies, kind of what have you learned about yourself and maybe what changes like would you make?
From looking at my siblings now, yeah, looking back, I was kind of like stressing myself out a lot about things, but it's because I didn't know what to do. So I always like went the extra mile, like doing extra research and filling out extra forms and doing a bunch of scholarships and stuff. And now, like looking at my siblings, they're not doing like most of that. They're like completely relaxed and chill about everything, and like not even like they have a bit of a plan, but just not something that I would have planned out completely. Like
Right.
I had like my 4 years, I was like, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that, and they're just like, oh, we're just gonna get accepted in college and we're just gonna do our degree. So looking back at my siblings now, I feel like I shouldn't have stressed myself out that much. And I think that changed my perspective now because I don't worry much about most of the things I used to worry about. I know we met, like, I feel like you know me. We meet like every semester. And the person that I was like freshman year, and I was just like super stressed out about grades and classes and stuff. And then now I'm just like, if I get this internship, I get it. If I don't, then it'll work out.
Yeah, I think it's a really cool place because I definitely have seen that shift. But it's something that, like, the work ethic and just you being like a really incredible, thoughtful person as well is still the same. But the level of, yeah, we talked about it. You're like, hey, I'm applying for these internships. I hope I get them. And if not, like, that's okay. I'll figure it out. And just being comfortable with sort of like the unknown, but also controlling what you can control. And that's like something that's been like really cool. And I think it's a huge area of growth. If you had to sort of give advice to our students who are in the midst of either receiving acceptances, rejections, and or just like making their decision on where they want to go, like what's one piece of advice you might give someone who is like looking to commit to a various school?
I would say think about what is most important to you and like what college experience you want to have. Like for me, I was thinking mostly about having no debt. Like that was the most important thing to me at that time. Like when I pictured myself in 4 years, like I want to graduate, I don't want to have debt. And others might have like something different important to them. Like they want a specific degree that's only offered at a specific university, and others might just want to have like a pretty campus to live on and just make friends. So I guess like weighing your options about where you want to attend college, just make a list of what's most important to you now and what you think you want to accomplish in like 4+ years. And will going to this specific place get you to where you want to be?
I think I might need you as like my life coach. You recently met up with two DCS folks, Anginelli and Sydney, and I guess I'm curious as to like, again, that's 5 years from now, and I know you hadn't seen them in quite some time, but like, what was the DCS experience like for you, especially knowing your first summer was in person, your second summer was COVID. So it was kind of a weird time just in general in the world. But yeah, just curious as to your thoughts, reflections on DCS, and not necessarily like, oh, like DCS is the greatest thing ever, but just more sort of your overall experiences and
Yeah.
like friendships made, I guess.
For me, I actually really loved like my first summer at DCS before COVID. I think DCS was like the first big decision I've ever like made. Like usually in high school, I would always like ask my parents for a lot of my decisions, but then when I found out about DCS, it was just like out of my comfort zone, like just leaving my parents for a few weeks and not even and living on like a campus with other people. And it was just like this very big decision. And it took some time to finally like say yes. And then when I finally got there, like I made so many friends. And it was just very awesome because I got to keep connections with them. Like, even though we don't meet up as often, we're always like texting or checking up on each other. And yeah, recently we did meet up. We went to an escape room. It was very fun. So, but when we met up, it felt like how it was at DCS. Like there was no awkwardness, or anything. It was just like a couple of friends meeting up and catching up. So very, very awesome.
That's cool. I didn't pay you to say that either. So, I guess I like we can wrap here. Because again, I want to be sensitive to you and your time. Like, if you kind of reflect on all that you have accomplished, and whether it's like your academic work, just simply just being an awesome role model for the people in your life who are like looking up to you, what are you most proud of?
I would say like what we talked about, like the changes in myself, like seeing how I was back in high school is definitely not who I am now. It's just a lot of big changes, and I'm glad that that sort of anxiety about the future isn't as bad as it was before. And I hope that even though my siblings don't have that big anxiety that I used to have, like I can relieve some of the anxiety that they have now or answer any of the questions that they have as they enter college this, well, next year. Yeah, my biggest sense of accomplishment is just like the changes that I see in myself and what I can give back to my younger siblings who are entering this new phase in their life.
It's really cool. Was there a moment that that shift happened, or it has just been gradual?
I think as like the years went by and I kept making more and more decisions, like deciding to live on campus for the first time or deciding to take the chance and go study abroad, like they were like huge decisions.
That was a big moment for you. I remembered
Yeah, I
that.
was excited. I was excited to tell you because I was like, the chance that you knew before would never agree to that. Like it started with little decisions like, oh, I'm gonna go to DCS for a few weeks away from my parents. And it's like, oh, I'm gonna move into an apartment or I'm gonna go across the country for a few weeks to take a class. So I guess that just it relieves more and more of the anxiety that I have because as I keep making more and more decisions for myself, it's just like everything's fine, like it'll be okay.
And now you might even go abroad again.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. Well, look, I appreciate you taking the time to do this.
Of course. Thank you.
All right.